Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 24th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Waterminder. Leading off today, Instagram for iOS is testing a change that is sure to be controversial. The company says that it will expand its new suggested post feature so that you'll now see suggested posts directly in your primary feed of the app. So that is, suggested posts will appear intermixed and in some cases above posts from people you actually follow. As it currently stands in the Instagram application, you only see suggested posts after you've scrolled through your entire feed of images and videos from friends, and you've seen the "you're all caught up" message. But this new test will move the suggested post feature into the main feed and intersperse them with the photos and videos from your friends. Instagram will test this new feature for a small number of users, and it could be expanded or scaled back based on user reception. There will also be an option to snooze the feature and fine-tune what users see as suggested posts. So, for example, you'll be able to set specific interests, and suggested posts will relate to those predefined terms. And as your interests change, you can add and remove those terms with ease. You can find out if you're included in the beta test for this new feature by downloading the latest version of the Instagram application from the App Store. In other news today, a new report from reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reiterates expectations for the next generation iPhone SE. Kuo believes the two big upgrades will be 5G and an upgraded processor, and the new iPhone SE is currently on track to be released in the first half of 2022. Kuo first predicted the new iPhone SE would arrive in 2022 a few months ago, and this appears to be moving forward on schedule. The new 2022 iPhone SE is expected to have a similar design to the existing 4.7-inch iPhone SE. This means you'll get a top bezel and a bottom bezel with a home button, instead of the edge-to-edge display that we see in other flagship iPhones. Kuo does think the iPhone SE will get an all-new design with a punch-hole display, but that's still 2 years away. So to reiterate, in the first half of 2022, we expect a new iPhone SE with 5G support and an upgraded processor. Presumably this processor will be the A15 chip or whatever Apple unveils this fall. And Kuo also says the iPhone SE will be the cheapest iPhone ever with 5G, so we aren't expecting any major price increases. We are sponsored this week by Waterminder, a beautiful and powerful iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch application that makes it easier for you to live a healthy and productive life. Keeping track of your daily water intake and making sure your body is well hydrated is not an easy task in today's busy world. And Waterminder is the ultimate tracking tool to help you stay on top of things. Waterminder makes it easy to track your daily water intake using dedicated apps on your iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, and Mac. One of my favorite features of Waterminder is the powerful home screen widget selections available in iOS 14. You can put your water goal directly on your iPhone home screen and easily log your water throughout the day as you drink it. The app was also recently updated to support caffeine tracking as well. You can learn more and get started today with Waterminder at the link in the show notes below, or by heading to the App Store and looking for Waterminder. Rounding out today, Kuo also has details on the flagship iPhone lineup for the second half of 2022. The analyst says that Apple will launch a low-end lineup with a 6.1-inch iPhone and a 6.7-inch iPhone, alongside two high-end 6.1-inch and 6.7-inch iPhones. Kuo says the 2022 iPhone lineup, likely the iPhone 14, could feature support for under-display fingerprint technology using Apple's proprietary Touch ID sensors. So this means Touch ID would be integrated underneath the iPhone's display, as opposed to in the power button. So in terms of marketing names, the 2022 iPhone lineup could include the iPhone 14, the iPhone 14 Max, the iPhone 14 Pro, and the iPhone 14 Pro Max. Interestingly, Kuo says the iPhone 14 Max will represent the lowest price ever for a 6.7-inch iPhone. He predicts it will cost under $900. And for comparison's sake, the current iPhone lineup includes the 6.7-inch iPhone 12 Pro Max, which is priced at $1,099. This also means the iPhone 14 lineup will not include the 5.4-inch iPhone mini form factor. This is something that has previously been reported being due to lower than expected sales. Finally, Kuo's new report this week does not go in depth on design changes to expect with the iPhone 14. In the past, however, he has said the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max will ditch the notch for a new punch hole display, similar to what's used in some Android flagship phones. But as always, it's important to keep in mind that plans for the iPhone 14, which is coming in 2022, could change based on production and yield rates in Apple's supply chain. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.